Fundraiser for accused killer of TX football star Austin Metcalf rakes in nearly $90,000. By Catherine Hamilton on April 6, 2025. A fundraiser for a Texas teen accused of fatally stabbing Austin Metcalf garnered nearly $90,000 in donations from more than 2,400 donors on Sunday, as the teen claims he acted in self-defense. The Give Send Go campaign was purportedly set up by the family of Carmelo Anthony, 17, who cops say confessed to the horrific stabbing at a track meet in Frisco, Texas, last Wednesday, the New York Post reported. The donation page claims that the prevailing narrative being spread is false, unjust, and harmful. As a family of faith, we are deeply grateful for all of your support during this trying period. Your prayers and assistance mean more to us now more than ever, the fundraiser page states. GiveSendGo did not respond to the Post's request for comment by time of publication to confirm the authenticity of the fundraiser. The incident happened as the young athletes were gathered for a track meet at Kuykendall Stadium when the suspect was apparently sitting under another team's tent and was told to move, NBC DFW reported Thursday. The victim in the case is identified as 17-year-old Austin Metcalf of Memorial High School, and the suspect was identified as 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony of Centennial High School. As Breitbart News previously reported, a responding officer said Anthony admitted to stabbing Metcalf and claimed it was self-defense. Prior to the stabbing, the two young people reportedly began arguing over the seating issue. A witness claimed the suspect opened his bag and reached inside, then told Metcalf, "Touch me and see what happens." Moments later, authorities alleged that Austin grabbed Anthony to tell him to move and Anthony pulled out a black knife and stabbed Austin once in the chest. Anthony reportedly told an officer he was protecting himself, adding, "He put his hands on me." Authorities said the suspect also asked if the victim was going to be okay. Officials have charged him with murder and he is being held behind bars on a $1 million bond. The victim's twin brother, Hunter, was at the scene when the incident occurred and said he tried to stop the bleeding and held on to him until first responders arrived to take over, per Breitbart News. A video shows Hunter detailing what he witnessed and the boy's grieving father, who has deep faith in God, explained he has already forgiven the suspect. "The Lord teaches us to forgive," he stated. Metcalf's family alleges he had never met Anthony before the incident. Many commenters on Anthony's alleged fundraiser claim Metcalf had bullied him before Anthony pulled out the knife and stabbed Metcalf in the heart, according to the report. "Good luck, young man. Bullying must stop," one person wrote. "Let this be a message to all bullies. Don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff," another commenter said. Metcalf's family has also reportedly launched various fundraising pages. His father, Jeff Metcalf, started a GoFundMe to pay for funeral costs titled "Honoring Austin Metcalf, Help His Family Heal." That campaign reached nearly $250,000 by Sunday evening. Another page was also set up to help Metcalf's mom, Megan, and twin brother Hunter pay for funeral costs and any future legal battles they may endure going forward. That page had reached $102,000, according to the report. A local pizzeria is also holding a corresponding fundraising event on April 14 where a quarter of pizza sales will go to the fund, the report continues. Anthony's father told the Post that his son is not being portrayed the way he really is. "He's a good kid. He works two jobs. He's an A student, has a 3.7 GPA," his father said, adding that he was not the aggressor. "He was not the one who started it. I feel bad for the other parents and family, and words can't explain how both families have been affected by this tragedy," he added. Amy Furr contributed to this report.